Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you that here in this place we are able to gather to worship you.
神，我们感谢你今天能聚在一起，一起来崇拜敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you that you continue to use our church.
Lord, 我们感谢你继续用我们这个教会。
Lord, not just for the work of the gospel here in this place, but all over the world.
不但为本教会在本地的传福音，而且是为在世界上的传福音。
Lord, would you continue to use our body?
主啊，求你继续使用我们。
And Lord, would you continue to speak to us, God?
请你继续对我们说话。
And so, Lord, we want to trust in you and we want to follow you.
我们来继续信靠你，继续来依靠你。
And we thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们祷告是在奉主耶稣的名。阿门。
Good morning.
早上好。
My name is Kevin.
我是 Kevin.
And our family, we have been back here in Seattle now for a few months.
我整个家回到西雅图已经好几个月了。
Yeah, we were in Korea for the year before this.
我们一年前还在南韩。
Yeah, and then before that, we were in Egypt.
我们在韩国之前呢，在埃及。
Yeah, and in a few weeks, we will move to Istanbul, Turkey.
再过几个星期，我们就要搬家到土耳其的伊斯坦布尔了。
And so our plan is that we will be there for the next 5 years.
我们计划在伊斯坦布尔在五年的时间。
Yeah, and then hopefully we can be there longer, even longer.
我们希望能够更长的时间。
But in the time that we are in now, the world is changing so quickly.
我们所处的时代是变化的这么的快。
So to be honest, I don't think we can even say for sure what will happen tomorrow or the day after.
坦白的说，我们明天都要发生什么事，或者是后天发生什么事都不确定。
You know, but what we are certain of is that the history of God is moving.
但是我们能确定的是主耶稣的所谱写的历史是确定的。
Amen. Okay, so if we look at...
让我们来看一下。
Okay, I think maybe we have to use the computer. Okay, this is Turkey.
这是土耳其。
Yeah, has anyone been to Turkey before?
Oh,
many people.
去过土耳其。
Did you guys go to Istanbul?
你们去过伊斯坦布尔吗
？It's a beautiful city, right? Beautiful, beautiful city.
伊斯坦布尔是个非常美丽的城市。
Turkey is there are 81 cities in Turkey.
There 有81个城市在土耳其。
Yeah, when our family goes there together with our team in Turkey, our goal actually is to see churches in every city of Turkey.
我的家去土耳其的时候，我们的目的是去每一个城市都看看他们的教会。
Yeah, so it's not just us, but there are many, many, many ministers in Turkey.
在土耳其有非常多的传道的人，不光是我们。
But right now we are nowhere near this goal. It's very, very. It looks very far away.
我们离我们锁定的目标非常的远。
But God's history for Turkey is changing right now.
主对土耳其的计划在不停的改变。
You know, if we look at this nation even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, many people don't have hope for this country, this nation.
土耳其在十年前或者是五年前，很多的人对国家的未来都不抱很大的希望。
You know, many missionaries in the past, when they go to Turkey, they say that they will live and they will die in Turkey, but no one comes to Christ.
很多的传教士到了土耳其后都说他们会在土耳其生长或者永远留在那里，但是很多土耳其人还没有信主。
No, but now the news that we hear from Turkey is that there are many, many people who are receiving the gospel.
但是现在呢，在土耳其非常多，越来越多的人都开始信主了。
You know, there are people that we meet in the street who say, "I believe in Jesus because I met him in a vision or a dream."
我们在街上都会碰到有人告诉我们说我现在信主了因为我在梦中见到了主。
You know, from our church in Korea, we sent a team to Turkey a few months ago.
我们在韩国的时候我们把派人去了土耳其。
And you know, the team came back and they said, you know, we met you know, woman wearing the head covering.
我们的去的人传教士回来说，我们在路上都碰到，有妇女头上缠布的妇女们说。
Yeah, but then secretly they told them, "Oh, I'm a Christian."
他们很隐秘的告诉我们，我们是基督徒。
You know, I don't understand this faith, but I believe in Jesus.
我不是很懂这个信仰，但是我是相信基督的。
You know, and our friends asked the sister, you know, how do you believe in Jesus?
我的朋友就问这个姐妹，你是怎样信主的？
You know, Turkey is 99% Muslim.
因为土耳其是99%都是穆斯林人呢。
You know, but then the sister said, "Oh, I had a dream where I met this man, Jesus."
这个姐妹说，我做了一个梦，我梦里梦见了耶稣。
And she said, "Can you tell me, teach me more about who he is?"
你能够教我，告诉我更多的关于耶稣的事吗？
You know, these are the kinds of people that you meet now in Turkey.
这就是你在街上在土耳其所遇到的人了。
You know, in the last 5 years, also the whole population has shifted in the way that they think.
在过去的五年里，人们的思想观念在土耳其的人们的思想观念都在改变。
Now, when you guys watch the news, maybe you know right now in Turkey, the political situation is it's very problematic.
你现在如果看新闻的话，政治的观念非常的严重。
No, but over the last 5-10 years, the way people think has completely changed.
过去的五到十年里，人们的观念正在改变。
You know, so at least from young people, 20s and 30s, when they took a poll of this, you know, these generations,
至少是在年轻的人里，20岁到30岁里，我们做了一个调查，民意调查。
You know, now less than 50% say that they are Muslims.
这些年轻人的调查中说明50%以下相信他们穆斯林了。
You know, so even 10 years ago, 99% very confidently they say, "I am Muslim."
十年前还是99%的人都在非常自信的说我是穆斯林。
But in less than 10 years, this has completely changed.
十年之内就这么巨大的改变。
If you go to the next slide.
让我们下一张。
You know, this is the flag of Turkey.
这是土耳其的旗。
You guys know this symbol, right?
大家都认识这个标志吗？
Now, this is the symbol of Islam.
哦，这是穆斯林的标志。
You know, the flag of Turkey is Islam.
土耳其的旗就是穆斯林的旗。
You know, and the color of the flag, the red, it stands for the blood of all of the Muslims who died during the Crusades in history.
红色代表穆斯林人在过去的历史中的死亡的流血。
You know, and Turkey today is all that is left of the Ottoman Empire.
土耳其现在留下的都是奥特曼帝国的遗迹。
You know, so their identity is so strong. We are the last remaining Islamic kingdom.
各种现象都显明，土耳其说是我们。是伊斯兰最后的保留的遗迹。
Yeah, so because of this fact, they are so strong in their identity as Muslims.
就因为如此，他们对自己的穆斯林的这个身份非常的强烈。
But you know, even this fact from the foundation of their nation is being shaken right now.
就是这么强烈的一个。根基现在也被摇动了。
So this is Turkey today.
这就是土耳其的现状。
You know, as you guys can see, it's very beautiful, very, very beautiful.
你看土耳其是不是很美丽
？Much more beautiful than Seattle, Bellevue.
要比西雅图和 Bellevue 都会很美吧
？Way more beautiful than Cairo, Egypt.
比埃及的开罗美丽多了。
Yeah, so you guys must come. Please come.
你们一定要来。
You know, if you come for a mission, if you come just to visit, to tour, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
不管是来传教，或者是只是来玩，来看一下，都欢迎。
Just come, just come.
就来就行了。
If you come 1-2 people, you can stay in our house too.
如果你们只是形单影只，就可以住在我家里。
You know, because anyways, God's time, His history, it is coming upon this nation of Turkey.
主的计划正在面临土耳其这个国家。
You know, so what does this have to do with, you know, all of us and the time that we are in today?
这件事和我们每个人有什么关系呢？与我们现在所处的时代有什么关系呢？
You know, a few weeks ago, I shared a little bit with the English congregation, the youth.
几个星期前，我跟我们的年轻人有点分享。
You know, the message that God is giving to us as we serve in the mission field during this time is very simple.
主对我们现在在福音传福音的机构里的教训是很简单的。
It's if we see the history of God in light of this history, how must we live?
如果我们看出神的计划，神的历史的计划是这样的话，我们的生活应该怎么去过呢？
You know, we have to know the will of God.
我们要知道主的旨意是什么。
You know, everything that we are to follow, everything we are to know, it's in the Bible.
我们应该做，我们应该去去的跟的步伐都在圣经里写出来了。
You know, the Bible is from creation until the very end.
这个圣经是从创造一直到地极，一直到结束。
You know, and we are not at the very end yet.
我们还没到结束的时候呢。
Yeah, we are still here.
我们现在还在这里。
Yeah, so it means we are in the Bible.
我们现在还在主的圣经的计划里。
Yeah, so everything we should know about our life, purpose of our life, the will of God, it's here in the Bible.
我们所要计划，我们所要知道的主为我们的计划，我们将要做什么，都在圣经里。
You know, when we do ministry in university campuses these days.
我们在校园里做福音传播的时候
The number one question that young people ask is what is God's purpose for my life?
年轻人对我们的第一个问题就是主在我们的生命中的计划是什么
Yeah, I think this is not only young people, but all ages, people who believe in God, they ask this question.
这不只是年轻人的一个问题，每一个年龄段的人都在问这一个同样的这样一个问题。
What is the will of God?
主的旨意是什么？
You know, Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
It says, Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
You know, so Paul says, offer your bodies, your lives.
保罗说要将身体献上，当作活祭。
This is worship.
这是敬拜。
And then he says,
然后他说
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Now, Paul tells us how to know the will of God.
保罗告诉我们了，是告诉我们怎么知道神的旨意。
Right. Number one, what does he say? He says, do not be conformed to this world.
第一就是不要效法这个世界。
You know, in other English translations, it says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world.
在其他的英文翻译里说不要效法这个世界上的这个制定已经成的规则里面。
The patterns.
这个规则、模式不要效法这个世界的模式。
So when we think about what this is, you know, we ask the question, what are the patterns of the world?
我们思考这个问题的时候，我们就会问这个世界的模式是什么。
Now, when we look at the world today, do we know what the patterns of the world are?
我们知道这个世界的模式是什么吗
？I think it's usually the first thoughts that we have. This is the pattern of the world.
我们脑子里首先想出现的就是我们认为的世界的模式。
You know, the things that we don't even need to think more deeply about, but immediately what we think, this is the pattern of the world.
我们脑子里第一出现的不用很深的思考的一下出来的那就是我们认为的世界的模式。
But then the question is, are we following this pattern or are we coming out of this pattern?
下一个问题就是我们是在遵守这个模式呢，还是我们从这个模式里出来？
Now, so I don't know everyone here, but this is something we have to think about.
我不知道每个人的处境是什么，但是我们这个问题一定要来思考。
Now, do we live how the world moves, or do we live according to God's word?
我们是在跟着世界的潮流在走呢，还是我们在跟着主的话在走？
Now, because the next thing Paul says is, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
因为保罗下一句话就是说要心意更新而变化。
Now, so many people ask, how do you renew your mind?
我们怎么样让心意更新而变化呢？
You know, the world today has many ways that they say you can renew your mind.
这个世界上很多教导告诉我们怎样更新自己的心意而变化。
People do all sorts of spiritual things.
有很多教导让我们怎么在那个灵界里怎么来更新。
Many, many weird things.
有很多很古怪的事情。
But,God is very clear about how to renew your mind.
但是神非常的明确告诉我们怎么更新心意而变化。
You know, right now the way that we think is one way.
我们的心思可以这样想。
But how do we change and renew the way that we think is we begin to think according to the word of God.
我们怎样来把我们的心思转念成神所要我们的心思意念呢？
You know, so when we see what's happening in the world today, when we watch the news, do we understand these things according to the world or according to God's word?
当我们对世界上的各种新闻、各种表象看到的时候，我们的思想是照着世界的走呢，还是照着主让我们的意思走？
You know, so in the news these days, right, there is news about war.
现在的新闻都在讲战争。
You know, there is war between Israel and Hamas.
以色列和哈马斯之间的征战。
You know, when we were in Korea, there's always news about North Korea, South Korea.
我们在韩国的时候，总是听到和南韩和北韩的征战。
You know, right now, news about tariffs, right? Tariff, taxes.
现在就是关于关税的征战。
This kind of news, we can hear it, and we can understand like everyone else in the world, or we can ask.God, what does His word say about this time?
我们对这些新闻可以照着世界上的潮流跟他们想的一样，或者是我们从中想到主让我们在这些事上怎么样来思考。
Because there is nothing that is happening that is apart from the word of God.
世界上发生的任何事情都在跟主的关系是有关的，跟主的计划有关的。
You know, the wars around the world.The political news, all of these things, it is part of the word of God.
世界上的征战，还有世界上各种关税啊什么，都是主的话里的一部分。
You know, so Paul says.
所以保罗说。
If you renew your mind.
如果你的心意更新而变化。
You may prove what the will of God is.
你就会证明主的旨意是什么。
In NIV and ESV, it says, you may test and approve the will of God. Just other translation.
和合本说，你们就会查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
That which is good and acceptable and perfect.
谁的旨意是善良、纯全、可喜悦的。
So what does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
You know, to test and approve God's will.
查验神的旨意。
We must obey, follow the word.
我们必须顺服，我们必须听主的话。
In following and obeying the word, we can test and we can see this is the will of God.
当我们顺服、遵守主的话的时候，我们就可以查验何为神的旨意了。
You know, this is why when the Bible says preach the gospel,
这就是为什么主说要广传福音。
You know, when we preach the gospel, we can actually see, oh, this is what God is doing.
当我们来传福音的时候，我们就知道，哦，这就是主在做什么。
You know, when we go to a new nation,
当我们到新的一个国的时候，
the only way we can understand the reality of this nation is we have to preach the gospel.
只有我们向这个国来传播福音，我们才能。知道这个国的情况。
As soon as you preach the gospel and you hear and you see how people respond, then you can understand this nation.
当我们开始向这个国传福音的时候，我们来看他们的反应，我们就知道这个国家的境况了。
And as you obey the word more and more like this, you begin to see the will of God.
当我们顺服主的这样一步步的顺服主的旨意的时候，我们就开始看到神的旨意在哪里了。
But all of this is in the word.
这些都在主的话里面。
You know, God's plan, His history, His purpose, it's all in the Bible.
主的计划，主的历史。主的下一步的目的都在这本圣经里面。
So very quickly we'll look at this.
让我们来赶快点看一下。
You know, we know God is a covenantal God.
我们知道主是一个立约的神。
God of promise.
主满了他的应许。
You know, all of history has been promise and fulfillment of promise.
主的历史就是应许和应许被实现的一个历史。
So if you want to understand time and history, you just look at promises of God.
如果我们要懂得主的历史是什么，就看看他的应许就知道了。
You know, God said this.
主说了这个。
God fulfilled this.
主也成全了他说的话。
You know, maybe God said this.
主讲了这句话。
But maybe he has not yet fulfilled this.
也许他还没有成全。
All of this helps us to see history.
这些都帮助我们来懂得主的历史。
So when we look at the Bible, there are these five covenants of God.
让我们来看看圣经里面有五个主要的约。
There's many more than five. There's more than five.
我们有更多的主与我们有很多的约，大于五个。
But we always say these are the main five, the main five promises.
五个主要的约，我们经常谈到的是这五个。
Okay, so today we cannot talk about all of these.
我们今天不能涉及到每一个。
But very quickly, Noahic covenant.
但是我们很快来看一下。
The covenant with Noah.
哦，有那个挪亚之约。
Right, God told Noah, "I will not destroy the world again."
神对挪亚说，我不会再毁灭这个世界了。
Right, eternal promise.
这是个永久的承诺。
Until the end, until eternity, this promise is true.
这个承诺是永久的。
Okay, and then number two, the promise to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕之约。
Right, it says, "I will bless you."
我会来祝福你。
And through you, I will bless all nations.
通过你啊，地上的万族都要因你得福。
Also, eternal promise.
这也是一个永久的许诺。
And then number three, promise to Moses.
第三个是摩西之约。
Right, if you, the people of Israel, my people, obey my word, I will be your God.
如果我的以色列的民族都遵守我的话，我会祝福你们。
But this is the only promise of the five that is not eternal.
唯有这个摩西之约不是永久的。
Because it was fulfilled and replaced by number five, new covenant.
因为它后来被新约，也就是我们跟基督的约来代替了。
Okay, but anyways, number four, David's promise to David.
第四是大卫之约。
Right, through your line of people, the Messiah will come.
通过大卫，你这条线你的后裔主耶稣会来。
Right, also eternal and fulfilled.
这也是一个永久的应许要被实现了。
And then number five, new covenant through Jesus.
第五就是新约通过耶稣的约。
Right, by the blood of Jesus, there is forgiveness of sins. If we believe in him, we have life eternal with God.
因为耶稣的宝血，我们可以得救，我们也可以到主耶稣那里去。
And Jesus went to heaven and he will come again.
主耶稣去了天堂，他会还会第二次再来。
Right, so this fulfilled the promise to Moses, and it has replaced it.
这就完成了摩西之约，而且代替了摩西之约。
So when you guys see all five of these promises, do you believe these promises?
当我们看见这五个主与我们的约的时候，我们相信这些约吗
？I think everyone here, yes, I believe, I believe, I believe.
我相信每个人都说 yeah, yeah, 我相信的，我相信这些约的。
Yes, Jesus lived and died for us.
是的，耶稣为我们死，而且为我们活。
And he is in heaven and he will come again.
他去了天上，他还会再回来。
You know, so these days, almost all Christians, they easily say, I believe all of these.
在先进的时候，所有的基督徒都很容易说 yeah, 我会相信这些的。
But I think the reality is that
但是现实是
you know, most people have forgotten about one of these.
大多数的人都会忘记了有一条。
We don't talk about it much.
我们不大说。
You know, we don't think about it much.
我们也很少想思考这个事。
Right, is number two.
就是第二个约。
The promise to Abraham.
就是神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
You know, there is not one of these that's more important. There's nothing like this.
我并不是说某一个约比另一个约更重要，不是这样的。
But they are all so important, equally important.
每一个约都是同样的重要。
But in today's time,As Christians, we have forgotten number two.
但是在现今的时代，我们的基督徒忘了第二条。
You know, everyone will say, "Yes, Jesus lived and died for me and you."
每个人都会说，是的，耶稣来到世上生活也为我们而死。
But rarely, rarely, rarely do we hear.
但是我们很少听到。
God promised to Abraham and all the people of faith.Through you, all nations will be blessed.
神也对亚拉罕说，地上的万族都要因你得福。
All nations will be blessed.
所以地上的万族都要得福。
Jesus saved us.
耶稣救了我们。
And all nations will be blessed.
所有的万族都要被得福。
These are both eternal promises of God.
这两个都是主对我们永久的应许。
So the Abrahamic covenant, the promise to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕之约。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
创世纪十二章第一节。
God the Father promises to Abraham, go from your country.
天父对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地。
Leave your country, your relatives, your father's house. Go to the land I will show you.
你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
And then,
然后
I will make you a great nation.
我必叫你成为大国。
I will bless you.
我必赐福给你。
I will make your name great.
叫你的名为大。
And you shall be a blessing.
你也要叫别人得福。
And then I will bless those who bless you.
为你祝福的，我必赐福于他。
I will curse those who curse you.
那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。
And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
This is God's promise.
这是主的应许。
So all of us here, we are descendants of faith through Abraham.
我们在因为信，我们都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Now we call Abraham the father of our faith.
我们称亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
So this promise is to Abraham, but it is to all of us, all of us.
所以这个应许不但是对亚伯拉罕，也是对我们每一个人。
So if we have the faith of Abraham, God's promise to us through you.All peoples on earth, all families on earth will be blessed.
如果我们因信称义，就像亚伯拉罕一样的话，那地上的万族都要因我们每一个人而得福。
And then you go to the New Testament.
然后我们来到新约。
Right. Paul again is writing to Galatia.
保罗给哥罗西的信说。
Oh, but this is very interesting. Very, very interesting.
这个非常有趣。
Why? Because Paul says the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all the nations will be blessed in you.
这个很有趣，就是保罗对外邦人也同样说了像亚伯拉罕所说的话。
The gospel.
福音。
Now, when we think about the gospel,
让我们来想到福音的时候，
We usually say Jesus lived and died, rose again. If we believe, we are saved.
我们通常所说的福音就是主耶稣来到世间为我们死了，然后我们如果相信主耶稣，我们也会得救。
But what does Paul say?
但是保罗怎么说的?
To us even today when we read this, it says the gospel was preached to Abraham beforehand.
保罗说信直到现在他都福音是通过先传给亚伯拉罕的。
Abraham, over 4,000 years ago, Abraham.
4,000 年前对亚伯拉罕先说的。
2,000 years before Jesus, Abraham.
是主耶稣之前的2,000年就对亚伯拉罕说了。
The gospel was preached to Abraham before Jesus even came.
福音在主耶稣还没来之前的2,000年就对亚伯拉罕先传了。
This is God's plan from the very beginning.
这是从最起初主的计划。
What was the gospel preached to Abraham?
主对亚伯拉罕所传的福音是什么?
All the nations will be blessed in you.
这个福音就是地上的万族都要因你得福。
You know, and today we know this is through Jesus.
我们今天知道这个这是通过基督来传。
Now, what does it mean? It means the gospel must go to all the nations, to bless all the nations.
我们从中学到我们地上的万族，我们的福音要传遍地极，地上的万族都要因你得福。
You know, in the Great Commission, Matthew 28.
在大诫命里，主耶稣在马太福音28:18里说
you know, ，Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth belongs to me."
耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And so go make disciples of all nations.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teach them to observe everything I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And in the end, he says, I will be with you always to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And then, today, how is Jesus with us?
当今的时代，主耶稣怎么样跟我们在一起？
Is the Holy Spirit.
是通过圣灵。
In Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
使徒行传1:8.
It's the promise of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵对我们的是圣灵对我们的应许。
It says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
You know, everyone wants power.
每个人都想要能力。
You know, the Holy Spirit will bring you power.
圣灵就会把这能力带给我们。
But what is this power?
这个能力是什么?
You shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria to the remotest part of the earth.
你要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
This is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的能力。
So you guys saw from these last three scripture.
大家看到在我刚才说的这三段经文里。
Right, God the Father says to Abraham, "You will be a blessing to all nations."
天父对亚伯拉罕说，要地上的万族都要因你得福。
And then Jesus, the Son of God, says, "Go make disciples of all nations."
耶稣说要去。使万民做我的门徒。
And then the Holy Spirit gives the power to be witnesses to all nations.
然后圣灵给我们能力到犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
You know, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the heart of God, it is for the nations.
所以说天父、子和圣灵在他们的他们合一来要做。
The heart of God is for the nations.
要为万族传福音。
This is core and central to God's history and purpose.
这是主的历史、主的目的、主的重心、主的计划。
And this is the complete gospel.
这就是完整的福音。
Jesus saved us.
耶稣救了我们。
But through the people of faith, through Jesus, all nations will be blessed.
通过我们这些信徒，通过耶稣，要把福音传给各族。
And at the end, the very, very end.
让我们来看到最后的时候。
What is the picture of the final, final part of history?
最后的历史的那个画面是什么？
Jesus comes.
主耶稣的再来。
What does it say?
经文是怎么说的？
It says,
是这样的。
By John has a vision of the end.
老约翰对最后有他的意象。
He says, These things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count from every nation, and all tribes and peoples and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches were in their hands.
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕榈枝。
And so it says in the end, every single nation, every nation is there.
最后的图画里，每个族、各国都在这里。
Standing in front of Jesus.
站在主耶稣的面前。
And they begin to worship God.
大家同声歌颂，崇拜主。
You know, every Sunday we come and we worship.
我们每个主日来到这里崇拜。
Before message, we worship.
我们在正道前，我们先敬拜。
We call this opening worship.
我们叫这叫敞开的敬拜。
This is opening worship.
这就叫敞开的敬拜。
For eternity.
为永久。
Right before eternity begins, this is the worship.
永久之前，我们都是这样来，敞开敬拜。
And we already know the first song that we will sing.
我们已经知道第一首要唱的歌了。
Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
救恩在为我们坐在宝座上，我们的神也归于羔羊。
And this is the end.
这是终极。
So you guys see from beginning to end.
从起初到终极。
In this history of God, it is the nations. There is this promise for the nations.
主的整个历史中是主应许各族的一个永久的应许。
You know, this is why we do mission.
这也就是因为我，这也就是我们为什么要传福音。
We do mission so that we can open this worship.
我们到外面传福音，就是因为我们要打开这个对主的敬拜。
You know, and then the last few weeks, we have listened and heard about, you know, some signs of the end.
我们在过去的几周里，我们听到也看到了一些就是末世的记号。
You know, even like earthquakes that have been happening.
比如说地震啊。
You know, Matthew 24, it's all signs of the end.
马太福音24章说的就是终极的一些记号。
There will be earthquake, there will be famine.
会有地震，会有饥荒。
Wars and rumors of war.
会有战争，或者是战争的一些谣言。
You know, people will come and they will claim that they are Jesus.
会有假基督出现。
But they are false prophets.
他们都是假的那个先知。
But then verse 14 of Matthew 24 gives an absolute condition of the end.
马太福音24章14节给了就是世界的终极来临之前必须要成就的事情。
It says, This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
You see again, it's all nations.
你看到了吗？说的又是万族。
So if you don't want Jesus to come, don't preach the gospel.
所以你如果不让耶稣再来，那就不要去传福音。
No, but we are the church that desires the coming of Jesus.
我们的教会，我们盼望主的再来。
And the church that sees God's history will know that this is the purpose of our life.
教会如果知道主的计划、主的历史，就知道主耶稣传福音是。主永远旨意的一部分。
In the big picture, this is the will of God.
在一个大的图画之中看的时候，传福音就是主耶稣的旨意。
So when I heard this when I was in college,
当我听到这个信息的时候，是我在大学的时候。
So I decided I have to experience this.
我当时就决定我要经历这些。
I should go and preach the gospel and see, is this the will of God?
我要出去传福音，我要经历主的真正的旨意。
You know, if you go to Turkey to preach the gospel, if you go to Egypt to preach the gospel, you will see.
如果你去土耳其或者是埃及去传福音，就会经历。
You know, I believe God will reveal and show this very clear, this is his will.
主会亲自向他彰显他的旨意给我们。
Because this is his word that is being fulfilled.
因为这是他的话，而正在被实现的他的应许。
You know, the first time I went to Turkey was 14 years ago.
我第一次去土耳其是14年前。
At that time, Turkey was very difficult.
那个时候土耳其在土耳其很艰难。
People are so friendly.
人们都很和善。
But they will never accept the gospel.
但是他们不会接受福音的。
You know, but today.
但是今天呢？
You know, like I shared with you guys, people they meet Jesus without even hearing the gospel.
今天就不一样了。人们没有听到福音之前都有信主的。
You know, in just less than 15 years, the history has completely changed.
不到十五年的时间，这个历史已经被改写了。
You know, and so when we preach the gospel today, this is the region that we focus on.
我们今天传福音的时候，这个地区是我们的重心。
You know, when we look at all these other places in the world, America, South America, Southern Africa, you know, all these regions, most of them we can say there are many, many, many churches.
当我们看别的地方的时候，比如北美、南美，或者是南非。这些地方都有很多的教会。
But we recognize this area as the most unreached people for the gospel.
我们看见这个要去的地方是最需要福音的一些地方。
But this is how we do mission today.
我们今天传福音是这样做的。
On the right side or on the left side, this is where the gospel is most needed.
在我的左手边就是。最需要福音的地方。
You know, all the colored dots.
那些点点的那个有颜色的地方。
On the right side, this is where we send the most missionaries.
我的右手边的地方都是我们差遣那个传教士去的最多的地方。
Yeah, so you guys see what's missing? This whole area.
那个。有些地方都被遗漏了，就是那一块。
You know, but when you think about why do missionaries not go to this region?
但我们就要想想，为什么传教士很少来到这一块地方呢？
It's very simple because most people don't want to go to Afghanistan, Pakistan, right? Iran, Iraq, Syria, these places.
非常简单，因为大多数的人都不希望去阿富汗、伊朗。叙利亚这些有争议的地方。
But those are the places that need the gospel the most.
但就是这些地方是最需要福音的地方。
But anyways, this is the remaining unreached areas.
这就是遗留的一些残骸，我们需要去的地方。
You know, these pictures are actually very old, so it's already outdated.
这画面都是过时了。
But when we look at nations that have been reached by the gospel and nations that have not been reached, it is actually changing very quickly.
当我们来看到已经福音传到的地方和没被福音的传到的地方，每一年都不一样。
You know, we don't have that much time today, so I cannot explain in detail.
我们今天没有足够的时间来进入细节。
But in 1989,
但是在1999年，
89年 1989, there was a large mission conference.
有一个很大的福音传差传大会。
It's called the Lausanne Conference.
Lausanne,
yeah.
在那个
Switzerland.
在主的地级中级这个会在纽西兰。
So in Switzerland, Lausanne,
Switzerland, 瑞士
they had the first conference in 1974.
1974年是第一次这种差传大会。
In 1974, the global church leaders from all over the world, they began to learn what a nation is. What is a nation?
1974年啊，整个地球上的差传啊教会的。领导们他们就在讲这个万族是什么。
In 1989, second time they gathered at this conference.
1989年是第二次这个差传大会。
They were in Manila, Philippines.
他们在菲律宾的马尼拉。
In that conference, they determined out of maybe 24,000 nations in the world.
那次大会上，他们决定在世界上有24,000个国家中间。
Not country, nation.So, like people group.
族啊，24,000个种族里面。
Yeah. So out of about 24,000, they determined a little more than half of the nations were reached with the gospel.
他们找出，他们也就有一半吧，这种族里有福音传到他们那里。
So what did the church leaders say? They said, "It's been almost 2,000 years since Jesus."
所以教会的领导说主耶稣来已经2000年了。
And we have only reached about half of the world.
我们仅仅把福音传到了也就是族里的一半吧。
So church leaders, they said, we must speed up. We must focus on preaching the gospel where the gospel hasn't been preached.
教会的领导说我们要加快脚步我们要把福音传到更多的族里去。
So from 1989 until 2018,
所以从1989年一直到2018年。
If you look at this diagram, it's very clear.
如果我们看地图这个图画的话
It's been rapid evangelization of the world.
非常明显福音传播的速度非常快。
So this is even 2018, this is already outdated.
这是2018年，这已经很过时了。
No, but now 2025.
现在是2025年了。
Even less than this, 500 people groups left. Less than this.
哦，那就是说还有不到500个族还没有传到福音。
And you know, of course, nobody knows exactly. No one can say for sure this is exactly how many groups.
当然，没有人能够很准确的说出这个数字。
But every mission organization in the world will agree that this is the trend of the gospel.
但是每一个福音机构都会同意这个发展趋势都是对的。
And you guys know the Wycliffe Bible translators.
大家知道这个翻译圣经的机构。
They said that by 2030,They will have begun the translation of the Bible in every single existing language.
到2030年，我们就可以用世界上每一个语种来翻译圣经了。
So it means that very quickly, every people group in the world has access to the Bible.
这个意思就是说，很快，地球上每一个语种都会有自己的圣经了，翻译了。
Right. So in history, this is how the gospel moved.
在历史上，这是圣经福音怎么传播的。
Right, gospel began in Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷开始。
Right, Jesus said, "Go make disciples of all nations."
主耶稣说，到天国的福音传遍天下。
But then, did they obey Jesus in Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷的人，他们遵守主的话了吗？
Right, the church. Did not obey, actually.
教会其实没有那么遵守。
So God allowed persecution.
所以主允许迫害。
And they went every direction, and then the church grew in Antioch.
然后福音就各个方向传开，在安提阿开始。
And from Antioch, they brought the gospel to Rome.
从安提阿传到了罗马。
Right, from Antioch, first missionaries from the church.
从安提阿出来了第一批的传教士。
From Rome through all of Europe.
从罗马，到了欧洲各地。
Right, in the time of the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国的时候。
And then in the time where there was a lot of conflict between Catholic Church, Protestant Church, the gospel was brought to America.
在那个时候，各个教派很多，也就在那个时候，那个福音传到了美国。
And then American Church brought the gospel to Asia.
美国的教会把福音传到了亚洲。
And then in the last maybe 10, 20 years, missions has been led by China and Korea.
过去的十到二十年中间，福音被中国和韩国传播出来。
So if you look at the movement of the gospel, today we stand in this kind of condition.
如果来看福音传播的样子，这图画就代表了。
So all that remains is these regions.
还有很多地方地区没有被传到。
No, but who is preaching the gospel? This is important. Who is preaching the gospel to these places?
谁来担当这个把这些福音传到那些地区的任务呢？
This is a history that has never happened before.
这是还没有被谱写的历史。
It's a history that is different than any other time before.
这段历史跟以前任何历史都会不一样。
Why? Because?
为什么呢？因为
All the different churches of the world together are preaching the gospel to the last remaining nations.
世界其他各国的教会都在集中向这个地区来传福音。
You know, in history, it was always one nation at a time.
在以前的历史里都是一个族，一段时间，一个族。
Right, from Germany to America, America to China to Korea,Always nation after nation after nation.
在历史上总是从一组到另一组，比如说从德国到美国，美国到中国到南韩，再到别的国家，总是一组到另一组。
Today, the first time in history.
现在是第一次在历史上。
All the churches of the world at the same time are preaching the gospel to the last nations.
各组的所有的教会都集中起来向这一个地区来传福音。
So do you guys know where this is?
大家知道这是哪里吗？
China.
是中国吗？
China, it's China.
It is 中国，是中国。
China almost 10 years ago in China.
十年前吧。
China began to send so many missionaries to the Middle East.
中国向中东输了非常多的传教士。
I think around that time I also shared in church about this.
那个时候我已经分享过这件事了。
But you know, due to certain political things, basically this mission sending from China, in one day, everything was shut down.
因为各种政治的原因，这件事是很快被终止了。
You know, but during that time,
但是在那个时候
,2015, 2016,
2016年 ,2015 年的年间吧。
China was sending so many missionaries.
中国对外输出了非常多的传教士。
You know, in the mission field, when we saw this, all of us were thinking, I think China will finish the Great Commission.
在那个传教的领域里，我们以为中国会把这个福音的事再做完。
But then I remember in 2017, my friend in China, he messaged me.
我记得2017年我在中国的朋友给我写信说
yeah, just one random day.
就突然怎么有一天
yeah, He just said, today everything was shut down.
今天所有的都被关闭了
you know, Not just one region, but all across China, all of the ministry, everything shut down one day.
不是说某一个区，而是整个的 福音的 传播突然被都被终止了。
We all know the situation in China.
我们都知道这个在中国的情况。
You know, even now, very difficult. It's very difficult.
到现在也都非常的困难。
You know, yes, actually, there are missionaries who are able to go from China now.
到现在也 很少 有从中国出来的传教士了。
Yeah, they're able to go, but very, very few.
有可以进去，但是非常难。
But in 2015, 2016,So many missionaries going from China.
但是2015和2016年的时候非常多。
But in one day, everything stopped.
但就那么一天，怎么突然就都终止了？
You know, and I remember we were shocked. We were so shocked.
我们都非常的被震惊。
You know, we told all our friends, you know, oh, we'll see you in the Middle East, we'll see you in Egypt, we'll see you in Turkey. But then, in one day, no one could leave China.
我们跟我们的朋友说，我们在埃及见，我们在中东见，或者我们到土耳其一起见哦。但是突然就都终止了。
No, but when we started to think and to pray about what God was doing, we began to understand.
但是当我们开始祷告，我们在寻求神的旨意的时候，我们开始理解了。
God showed us very clearly.
主向我们显明了。
He said, "Look, I can finish my history."
主说我可以完成我的计划。
You know, even with just one church, one nation, I can finish my history.
我用一个族或者一个教会就能够完成我的历史。
But he reminded us this is not his plan.
他提醒我们这不是他的，他不会这么做。
So he stopped it.
所以他停止了。
And you know, the promise he gave to us is that this time to come,
他应许我们时间会到。
This time that, you know, that follows, you know, from 2016 until now and into the future,
这个从2016年一直到现在，一直到将来，这段时间，
it is for all of the nations, all of the churches of the world to rise up together.
他的计划是让世界上所有的教会都起来一起
together preach the gospel to finish the history of God.
一起来传播福音，来完成主的历史。
And so in these last 10 years,
所以在刚过去的十年里，
this is exactly what has been happening.
就我们就经历了主所说的这些话。
Do you guys know where this is?
你们知道这是哪里吗？
I shared about this last time, actually.
上次我有分享这
yeah,
这个图。
Like one year ago, I shared about this.
一年之前吧。
Or less than a year. No, but this is Africa.
这是非洲。
Nigeria.
纳尔吉利亚。
Right, I told you guys last time about one of our co-ministers. He went to Nigeria.
我们有一个朋友去了尼尔吉利亚。
To meet with the leaders of this church.
来这个教会的领袖来见了面。
And you know how many people are in this church?
这个教会里多少人你们知道吗
?14 million people. Not 14,000, 14 million people.
14 million, 1,400
万。14 million people, one church.
一个教会里有1,400万的人。
The whole city is the church.
整个城里的人都来教会了。
This is their worship on Sunday.
这是他们主日敬拜的情况。
They have several services.
他们有好几堂的敬拜。
There's like one building, one building.
就一个一层一个聚会场所。
Four million people in one building.
就有四百万的在一个聚所。
This is Africa.
这是非洲。
You know, growing up, when we hear about missions.
我长大的过程中，当我们听到福音的时候
，especially from America, we always talk about going to places like Africa.
我们在美国听到的，只要传福音就是去非洲。
But this is Africa now.
这是非洲。
You know, we are how many people here?
我们现在这里有多少人
？Yeah, this is 4 million people.
这是四百万呢。
You know, and yes, there are many, many like weird churches. There are weird churches.
当然有很多教会很奇怪的教会。
There are false gospels.
还有假的 假的福音。
Yeah, so when we went there, when our co-minister went there, his thinking was, oh, this is a weird church, probably.
我的朋友刚去的时候以为这就是那种很怪怪的教会。
But when they had a meeting and they talked and they discussed, they realized what is the vision of this church.
当我们跟他的教会领袖讨论这个教会的意向的时候。
It is we will preach the gospel to all nations.
教会的意向就是我们要使地上的万族都要去把福音传给万族。
And then when I found out the name of this church,
当我们知道这个教会的名字的时候。
Now I realized that actually,I met people from this church in every nation that I've been to.
我意识到我其实已经认识了很多从这个教会里出来的人，在每个地方都遇见过他们。
But this is the African church.
但是它这是一个非洲的教会。
Not just Nigeria, Ghana.
加纳。
So these are pictures of our mission training.
这是我们的福音训练的时候。
So in Ghana, Kenya.
肯尼亚。
Uganda,
乌干达
Sudan,
苏丹
Ethiopia,
古时
You guys know Ethiopia has a large population here in Seattle, Ethiopians.
埃塞俄比亚 在西雅图也有很多的人
you know, So even here in Seattle, we are doing mission training for Ethiopians.
甚至在西雅图我们也为埃塞俄比亚的教会做培训
But you know, this is Africa.
这是非洲啊。
Africa is no longer a continent that receives missionaries.
非洲不再是那个不停的需要传教士的地方了。
They're no longer a continent that says we need more and more missionaries.
他们不再是以前那个州，就是我们多很需要传教士的一个那个州了。
You know, of course, there is need always.
当然总是有需要的。
But the churches in Africa, they are saying what? What are they saying? They are saying we will send missionaries now.
非洲的教会现在也说，我们可以差遣了，差遣传教士。
This is the time we're in.
这就是我们现在所处的时代。
Brazil,
巴西
，Colombia,
柬埔寨
，Panama,
不是。
Anyways, man, this South America, South America.You know, the way that they worship, the way that they, you know, have their gatherings is very different than what we are used to.
他们的敬拜方式跟我们有点不一样。
Every nation we go to is so different.
我们去每个地方都不一样。
But what is happening? They all are committing to preach the gospel to unreached nations.
但是有一样的就是他们都非常的他们的意向就是要把福音传给万族。
Saudi Arabia.
沙地阿拉伯。
Has anyone been to Saudi Arabia?
我们有人去过沙特阿拉伯。
Saudi Arabia is the birthplace of Islam.
哦，沙特阿拉伯是穆斯林的发源地。
But about 10-15 years ago, our first teams went to Saudi Arabia.
十到十五年之前，我们第一个传教的梯队就去了沙特阿拉伯。
We thought this will be the most difficult place to preach the gospel.
我们当时以为这个地方肯定是我们传福音最困难的一个地方。
But when we got there,
当我们到的时候
，Saudi Arabia was filled with Filipinos and Indian people.
沙特阿拉伯里那边很多的有菲律宾人和印度人。
And they had already planted churches in almost all the cities of Saudi Arabia.
他们已经在那个几乎所有的城市都已经植堂了。
Even in Mecca, where Islam was birthed, there are churches.
甚至在伊斯兰的发源地最中心地带都已经植堂了。
Saudi Arabia,
沙特阿拉伯
，Russia,
俄国
，Even in the midst of war, they are sending missionaries.
甚至在战争中间也有传教士到那里。
Central Asia,
中亚洲中部。
You know, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, all the stan. Central Asia.Sending missionaries.
俄国那些苏联当时那些小国也有很多的。
West Asia, this is Pakistan.
巴基斯坦。
Now, Pakistan maybe is the most Islamic nation in the world right now.
巴基斯坦很可能是那个有容纳了最多的穆斯林人群的国家。
Even Christians to preach the gospel in their workplaces, they get killed in Pakistan.
在巴基斯坦甚至有说如果你在工作的地方传讲福音就都有被杀的危险的一个国家。
But they are sending missionaries.
也我们也在派传教士到那里去。
The Pakistan church, they said, you know, we are so poor, we cannot go anywhere.
巴基斯坦的教会说我们太穷了，我们派不出传教士去。
You know, the young people, they said, we have no money, how can we fly an airplane to preach the gospel?
年轻人说我们没有钱，我们飞不出去传播福音。
You know, so they said, we will walk to Iran.
但是我们可以走到伊朗去。
You know, and then they made this promise, we will walk to Iran.
他们许诺说我们会走到伊朗去。
You know, but after they made that promise, God provided them finance to fly, and they flew to Iran.
后来主给了他们飞行的资金，他们就飞到了伊朗。
So they went to preach the gospel.
他们到伊朗去传播福音。
Even India.
印度。
You know, if you go to Iraq today,
如果去伊拉克
you will meet Indians and Pakistanis together.
你会碰到印度人和巴基斯坦人。
You know, they hate each other, India, Pakistan.
印度人和巴基斯坦人是不相融合的。
But in Iraq, together, they are preaching the gospel.
但是在伊拉克，他们聚在一起，一起来传播福音。
So you see in this history of God, God, he reconciles everything through the gospel.
大家看到了在主的历史中，他把各族的人都带到一起来，一起传播福音。
You guys know ASEAN, Southeast Asia.
是，这是东南亚的 ASEAN.
Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, all of these nations.
Oh,
Southeast Asia.
Yeah, 东南亚的各个国家。
God is raising up the churches there very quickly.
主在东南亚各个国家里也兴起传播福音的机构。
You know, in the Syrian war, Syrian conflict.
在叙利亚战争中
，The government blocked Americans, Canadians, Koreans. They blocked everyone.
政府把我们都拒之门外。
But during that time, what we found out is that historically, relationship between Vietnam and Syria is very good, very very good.
在这之间，我们发现在历史上非常有矛盾的，比如越南和叙利亚中间，现在也关系也很好了。
So in the time when no one could enter Syria, God sent Vietnamese missionaries to Syria.
所以，当所有的人都被拒之门外的时候，但是越南人却进入了叙利亚来传福音。
Now this is God's history. He has planned everything.
这就是主的历史，他一切都在他的计划之内。
Indonesia.
在印度尼西亚。
Oceania, which is Australia, New Zealand.
澳大利亚和纽西兰。
Even Europe.
甚至在欧洲。
You know, Europe, many people say the European church is dead, completely dead.
很多人说欧洲的教会都死掉了。
You know, there are more Muslims than Christians in Europe.
在欧洲的穆斯林甚至比基督教的人都多。
You know, four months ago, I was in Vienna, Austria.
三个月之前我在奥地利的维也纳。
Vienna, and I spoke Arabic more than English.
我讲阿拉伯话比讲英文都多。
All Muslims.
因为他们都是穆斯林人。
But anyways, God is still using faithful churches in Europe.
即使是这样，神也在用在欧洲的基督徒。
North America, Turkey, even Turkey.
甚至在土耳其
，Even a Muslim nation is sending missionaries to preach the gospel.
甚至在穆斯林的国家里主上帝也在把他的传教士来发配出来。
All missionaries from Turkey, all Christians in Turkey came from a Muslim background.
所有的从土耳其出来的传教士，他们都有穆斯林的。
They are all people who were once Muslim, became Christian, and now they are missionaries.
他们以前最先都是穆斯林，然后他们成了基督徒，然后他们成了传教士。
And now North Africa.
北非。
You know, all of Africa just crazy, so crazy now.
这整个的非洲都是一个震撼人心的。
But here, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Mauritania, these nations sending missionaries.
北非的这么多的国家，他们都在发配 传教士出来。
And then Egypt.
埃及。
Egypt sending missionaries.
埃及来差传教士。
And the last thing I will share.
我最后要分享的。
You know, Romans 11:25.
是罗马书十一章二十五节。
Again, Paul, he is speaking.
啊。保罗这样说
He says, For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了。
And we always say this, when Israel returns to Jesus, this is the last sign of the end.
我们总是这样说，当以色列人都回归到主面前的时候，末世就要到了。
You know, when Egypt began to send missionaries,
当埃及派传教士差传派传教士的时候，
this is also about 10 years ago,
这是大约十年前吧。
Egypt began to send missionaries to what was the land of Assyria.
埃及开始把传教士输送到以前的叙利亚。
Which is Iraq. Today is Iraq and Syria.
现今的时代就是叙利亚和伊朗克。
Now, I don't have the Bible verse here, but in the book of Isaiah 19, it talks about this promise of God.
在以赛亚书十九章讲过就是主对埃及和亚述的许诺。
It says, when Egypt goes to Assyria and they worship together,
当埃及人到了亚述当他们在一起崇拜的时候
Israel will be the third and they will bless all the nations.
以色列也来到他们中间，他们来一起来祝福这个世界。
You know, so 10 years ago, Egypt began to send missionaries to Assyria.
十年之前，当埃及开始把他的传教士输送到亚述的时候。
And in the time we are in right now, Israel joined to bless all the nations.
我们现在处的时代就是以色列已经加入来。加入其中来一起来祝福这个世界。
You know, what does that mean?
这是什么意思?
This fullness of the Gentiles, we are reaching that time. It says the heart, Israel will be hardened until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
外邦人的数目填满了，这个时候到了。
You know, one of my good friends, he was in Israel about 4 months ago.
我的一个好朋友四个月之前他在以色列。
Before he used to serve in Palestine.
他以前在巴基斯坦服侍。
He went to go visit his friends, Palestine.
巴勒斯坦。
He went to go visit, so he was in Israel.
他从以色列去巴勒斯坦
4 months ago, he went back to visit.Israel and Palestine.
他四个月之前回到巴勒斯坦和以色列。
And then he brought some friends to see the tomb of Jesus in Jerusalem.
他带了几个朋友去看耶稣的坟墓。
And then when he went into the tomb,
他进了坟墓。
There was a boy, like a young man, who was wearing the yarmulke.
在坟墓里有一个年轻人头上戴着头布。
And he was sitting in the tomb of Jesus.
他坐在主耶稣的坟墓里。
And he was reading a book.
他在读一本书。
And my friend just went up to him and was like, what are you reading?
我的朋友上去说你在读什么。
And he turns around and it's the Bible. He's reading the Bible.
他转过身来说这是圣经。
A Jewish boy reading the Bible.
一个犹太的一个人在读圣经。
And then my friend asked him, he's like, what are you doing?
我的朋友问他你知道你在做什么。
Do you know what you're reading?
你在读的什么？你知道吗
？He's like, yes.
我知道。
I believe in Jesus.
我相信主耶稣。
Jesus is the Son of God.
主耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is my Savior.
主耶稣是我的救主。
But my friend was like, you're Jewish. You're a Jew.
我朋友说你是犹太人。
How can you believe?
你怎么会相信这个？
What did he say?
他怎么说呢？
I had a dream of Jesus.
我有梦见主耶稣。
And so I started to read the Bible.
所以我就开始读圣经。
He's Jewish.
他是犹太人。
You guys sit here like no reaction.
你们坐在这里没有什么反应。
This is crazy, crazy thing.
这是非常那个，震撼人心的一件事。
But what's even more amazing now?
更让人不敢相信的是
，is that this is very normal now. Very normal.
这已经是一个常态。
There are so many Jewish people coming to Jesus.
有非常多的犹太人来相信耶稣。
Two times a year, we do mission training for Jewish background Christians.
每年有两次，我们都为从犹太人转成基督徒的人做培训。
The Jews are coming back to Christ.
犹太人越来越多的犹太人来成为基督徒。
So 2025, this is what's happening.
2025年，我们正在发生这些事情。
You know, I think every time I speak, I say this.
我每次来讲到，我都会讲到这些。
But we don't have much time.
我们时间不多了。
There's not much time left.
没有很多时间了。
If you come to Istanbul,
如果你到伊斯坦布尔，我许诺你。
You will come back here and you will also believe there's not much time left.
你回来你也会相信的，时间不多了。
Yeah, so maybe some of you don't want to come anymore.
因为这个也许有些人不愿意来。
But this is the reality of the time.
这个时代的真实情况就是这样的。
God is moving so quickly that he is just meeting people in visions and dreams.
主的计划行动得这么的快，他让很多的人就在梦中见到他。
And now the Jews are coming back.
那现在犹太人要回到主耶稣面前。
And so you guys see the war of Hamas and Israel and Israel, Iran, all of these things.
大家看到哈马斯和犹太以色列人或者是这些战争的事情。
It's not separate from the history of God.
这跟主的计划都是连在一起的。
In the next 5 years, I believe things are going to completely change in the Middle East.
未来的五年，我相信在中东一切局势会有很剧烈的变化。
You know, Bellevue is the most unchanging place in the world, I think.
我们所处的 Bellevue 可能是世界上最没有很大变化的地方了。
So every time I come back, I'm shocked.
我每次回到这里都有很吃惊。
Yeah, you guys know even Korea is changing so fast.
你们都不知道韩国也是非常大的变化。
President gone.
包括政局。
So fast.
很快。
But then Bellevue?
那西雅图贝尔维尤呢？
Same. Always the same.
每次回来都看见你们是一样的。
So you guys must come to Istanbul. Come.
所以你们必须要来伊斯坦布尔来。
It doesn't matter how young or how old you are. Come.
不管你是年纪大的还是小的，都来。
You will see the history of God.
你会看到世局的变化如此快。
Amen. Now, I'll pray for us and we'll finish.
我们来一起祷告来结束。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我感谢你。
God, we thank you because your history is moving.
我们感谢天父，是因为你的历史在变化。
Today, whether we believe this or we don't believe this, God, we ask that you would give us faith.
现在我们相信还是不相信，主啊，你给我们信心。
God, may we have faith in your word.
让我们对你的话有信心。
And Lord, may we be transformed and renewed in your word.
让我们在你心意更新而变化。
And Lord, may we be a church that obeys and follows your word, that we may test and approve your will.
让我们整个教会在你的面前查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Lord, you have said that when the gospel goes to all nations, the end will come.
主告诉我们，当主的福音到传遍地极的时候，你就要来。
Lord, we are your church who desires to see your return, Jesus.
主啊，我们是你的教会，我们要看到你的再来。
So Lord, may you place us at the front of your history.
主啊，求你把我们放到你的计划里的前面。
And Lord, may we be used by you to fulfill and to complete your will.
求你使用我们，使用我们来完全你的旨意。
And so, Lord, we thank you for using us.
谢谢你使用我。
Lord, may you strengthen us and allow us to live each day by your grace.
坚固我们，让我们每天都通过你能活出。
We thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告不配，是奉主耶稣的名。阿门。